hate to talk over the music, but I'm running out of time, and I just want to say goodbye and thank you for listening. This has been a fill-in edition of Blurred and Obscured. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I got to crank up this Victrola because the old codger is waiting in the wings and he has an enchanted look in his eye. What did I play in that set? Valentina Magaletti and Marlene Ribeiro started us off with Du Mate, Apples from Peru. Circuit to You off her, Haley Ford's new record, I.O., out on Matador, Dogma. Branton Schnur after that from a compilation called Lullabies for Sleepless People in a Tired World. Isn't it true? Ambedied. Chelsea Wolf with a cover of the Joni classic Woodstock, and you're listening to Un Se, Un Dip, and Nek N from a compilation called Cambodge. Pour for the mountain. Thanks a lot. I tried to fit as much as I could in, and stay tuned for the old codger.
They should make me bring my own Victrola in. Why can't they get some great vintage gear in here, in the studio? Like a Crank Wild Victrola, that's what we need. I gotta bring my own every week. It's heavy, and it's very fragile. Oh, this is Courtney. I'm the old codger here on WFMU. Every Tuesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they give me an hour to play 70 RPM records and to talk and rant. Occasionally. We heard Fred Elizalde opened up the program with Melancholy Weeps, solo piano, then Reginald Forsyth, and his orchestra with Volcanic Eruption for orchestra. So, I just want to say, you know, I get a chance to vent on the radio. I had to kick someone out of my pouting shanty this last week. Flora Dix Hundwasser, she does this tuneless humming. She's not even aware that she's doing it. She goes, she'll be just sitting there cleaning something up, reading a magazine or something. And it drives me crazy. So, I asked her to leave. I got to get out of my pouting shanty right now. And she got all indignant. She says, don't you like music? And I said, yes, that's why you have to go. So she went. But she'll be back. She'll bring me a box of fine cigars. If you're listening, Floridix, I'd like Casa de Opossum Perfectos. I can be swayed by inducements. Certain commodities are quite persuasive in prompting a reconsideration of one's hasty decisions. And then, you know, after I get the box of cigars, I'll allow her to rejoin my cronies in the pouting shanty. But she's got to stop that stupid, tuneless humming. It's not like she's humming Darn That Dream or Ready for the River. She's just... She's improvising. But it's not jazz. Well, maybe it's what they call that, free jazz. Let me tell you, jazz should never be free. It should be kept under lock and key. It should never even be eligible for parole. Anyway, look, Flora Dix, God bless her, you know. She has a beer-drinking squirrel in her closet. Not literally. That's a metaphor for her mental state. It can't be literal because Flora Dix does not have a closet. That's by design. You see, Flora Dix has had this lifelong phobia about closets. When she moved into her house on Springdale Avenue, near mine, in East Orange, several decades ago, she had all the closets removed. But she didn't have them discarded. She had them stored in her basements. Yes, that's basements, plural, because Flora Dix loves basements. She has 12. If you go visit her, she'll take you on a tour of her basements. 7 of them are sub-basements, and she's quite proud of them. But she won't show you where the closets are stored. That area of her basements is locked. Look, I like Flora Dix. She's just a little bit batty. The bats are in her belfries. Yes, that's belfries, plural. Another time. Back to the music.
I'm a ramrodding daddy. I stays up on Main Street. I'm a ramrodding daddy. I stays up on Main Street. I keep my gun loaded for every good-looking woman I meet. I'm a ramrodding daddy, Lord, my rod is long and slim. I'm a ramrodding daddy, my rod is long and slim. And every time I load a gun for a woman, you know it's too tight, Jim. I'm a ramrodding daddy. I rams as I walk along. I'm a ramrodding daddy. I rams as I walk along. Every time I use my ramrod, I surely win me a home. Better bear this in mind. There's all you women, you better bear this in mind. A good ramrodding daddy these days is hard to find. When I get to use my ramrod, I sure love takes my time. When I get to use my ramrod, I sure love takes my time. It ain't no other ramrod and daddy can put his load below where I put mine.
Thank you. ABB Broadcasting, Jasper's Barbecue. We serve the neck bones, beans with our pigtails, pig snoot, sauerkraut, pickles, onions, mustard too, corned beef hash and kidney stew. People, listen, I want to tell to you what goes on at Jasper's Barbecue. It's a place where the sprinkle sawdust on the floor. You drop a nickel in the slot and holler, let her go. Some order ribs, some order pork and beef. They serve the best fried pies you ever tasted or seen. Folks, they come in about 2 a.m. They start to ringing and twisting, and it's too bad, Jim. Ringing and twisting, everybody's happy. Ringing and twisting, some stomping and tapping. Some ring to the left, some ring to the right. While the smoke's so thick, you could cut it with a knife. Need no invitation, nobody's bored. Everybody's happy, nobody's hard. Ringing and twisting, body or heart. Ringing and twisting, well, hello, Doc. I like my ham, chicken, home. Boy, won't that be swell when I hear that dinner bell? I like my corn and potatoes and my good hot tomatoes. The thing that takes my eye is the ham and the chicken, the corn and the chicken, and the chicken and the corn and the pie. How do do? How do do? How did it do do?
That song made me hungry. Well, anyway, that was Frankie Half Pint Jackson and Down at Jasper's Barbecue. Before that was Lothar Pearl, and he did Crazy Top on the piano. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang did Penn Beach Blues. I got food on my mind. And Bo Carter with Ramrod Daddy. Now, speaking of food, back home. This is Courtney, by the way. I'm the old codger here every Tuesday from 7 to 8 playing nothing but 70 RPM records. That's all we play. That's all. Anyway, back home in my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange, we always eat hearty. At my age, any meal could be my last, as I've been saying for the past 83 years. I recall that's when I officially became a senior citizen. So that's a lot of possible last meals. I figure I might as well make it a feast every time. Thus, at my bunker in East Orange, we encourage gluttony. That's right. Stuff yourself. That's right. Now, of course, my stomach and the tummies of my cronies who come for dinner, we can only ingest so much food. And we can't always cram the leftovers in the fridge. Yeah, we just run out of room. So, I mentioned this to Rummy Delbarton, my entrepreneurial buddy. He's a frequent guest, and it's a running gag that Rummy's middle name is, "You gonna finish that?" Well, finally, Rummy decided to do something about it. Now, Rummy cares about the environment. He's totally into recycling. And if there's a way that he can help save the planet and make a buck in the process, Rummy is up to the challenge. So, Rummy Delbarton, that's right, Delbarton Industries, has launched a new business. And we think you're going to like this. And of course, our announcer, Gus Bodenheim, our professional announcer, is going to introduce the newest sponsor to the Old Codger Radio Show right now.
Gus Bodenheim here with a gustatory tip. Maybe you should check out DLT, Del Barton Leftover Takeout. Wishy-washy about the riffraff who force-feed you DoorDash? Are Uber Eats too Germanic to swallow? Then maybe DLT is your hub for secondhand grub, where we repurpose the remaining uneaten portion of meals from those other food delivery services, as well as the great kitchens of America. Now, this isn't one of those welfare-grade food banks. No, this is real food from other people's plates. Of course, there's no menu because, well, you never know. Say some chucklehead overdid it on the nacho appetizer over at Casa Pepe, leaving the cheese enchilada entree completely intact. Talk about a comida of errors. Well, tonight, his mistake may well be your main course, along with silky re-refried has-beens and lightly used rice. Mmm, muy bueno. And what's this here? Mmm, looks like lamb. Beefalo? Maybe it's fish. Well, plenty of ketchup and who cares? Perhaps you're vegan. That would figure. But don't worry. DLT is decidedly green, and I'm not talking about the bread mold. You see, normal people seldom eat vegetables. Sure, a nibble here and a perfunctory fork push there, but the produce portion of most people's meals is left unsullied, leaving DLT's meals with plenty for you people to savor after a quick removal of all actual food on the plate. And by the by, not so fast on tossing that meat. We rebuy our own table scraps at fair second market value. Just cause you don't want it doesn't mean we can't resell it. Tonight, why not take a dumpster dive into delectability with Del Barton Leftover Takeout. Nom nom.
Don't do nothing but sit on the yes, yes, yes and wait for Sam's hot dog. Oh,
get off the line. If you're through, let me say a word or two. Boy, you haven't seen nothing yet. Wait until you see mine. You'll soon enough find out just why I rave about my pet, how I love him, my pet. Speaking of him, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, my pet, pet's no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Oh, baby, he's got them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I pet with nobody but my pet. I don't know enough fancy words to tell you how he looks. Gosh, oh gee, he's a pal you've got to see. I wish I were one of those birds who write those poetry books. I'd wear my pencils out, just writing poems about my pet, how I love him, my pet. Speaking of him, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, when my pet, pet's no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Say he's got these and those and them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I'll get plenty petting from my pet. Ya-da, da-da-da-da, ya-da, da-da-da-da, ya-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Say he's got these and those and them. My pet told me cutely that I am set, absolutely. So I'll get plenty petting from my pet.
Babes, nothing at all.
Baby, baby, what is the matter with you?
One never knows, do one?
You got the world in a jaw.
Yeah, but where's the stopper?
And you got nothing to do.
Do you hear that mess? She's always laying it on me.
You know I always told you you'd be the death of me. And when I'm always with you, I get the third degree. That ain't right.
I'll tell these fools anything but tell me the truth.
Oh, that ain't right at all.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
Yes, you're taking all my money and going out having yourself a ball.
Baby, I was born balling and I'm on ball the rest of my life.
I took you to a nightclub. I bought you pink champagne.
That's right.
You rode home in a taxi while I caught that subway train.
Hey, hey.
That ain't right.
Oh, that's all right, baby. That's just a slight skip.
Oh, that ain't right at all.
Oh, that's all right, baby. That's all right with me, in fact.
That's you taking all my money and going out having yourself a ball.
Oh, beef to me, mama. Beef to me. I don't like pork nohow.
I went to a fortune teller.
Yeah?
And had my fortune told.
What'd she say?
She said you didn't love me. All you wanted was my gold.
She was right. How'd she know?
That ain't right. Oh, it ain't right at all.
Everybody wants some gold, baby. Excess baggage, suffer. Yeah.
And now, an important message from another one of our sponsors.
Ladies, is your family sick and tired of Frankfurt tonight? Is every hen party a potluck? Does your husband rave about his mother's succotash while eating yours? Then you need Kelvaline Butts' Pantropedia. That's Butts with a Z. A certified expert, she has compiled 9,000 laboratory-tested food recipes guaranteed to make you a star. In the kitchen, the Pantropedia's nutritious contents are economical and elegant. You'll get 25 pages of gelatin-based entrees and desserts, 16 ideas for ambrosia, and a world of sherbets. Impress your friends with memorable hors d'oeuvres, including 38 different canapés and anchovy treatments. When the boss comes for dinner, clinch hubby's promotion with brown Traeger balls, pineapple sauerkraut aspic, and bologna loaf five ways. A beguiling chocolate cake will guarantee the executive washroom key. The secret is mayonnaise. Chapters on meats from your butcher and your backyard include handy how-tos on the removal of scent glands, along with foolproof guidelines for picture-perfect boiled chicken, extra crispy pot roast, and pork chops sous vide. Plus tips on botulism, you'll get Depression-era favorites like squirrel fricassee, barbecued raccoon in a tangy sauce, and comforting woodchuck pie, plus exotic regional specialties like roast beaver a la Michigan, and so much more. When used with strong tape or kitchen twine, the Pantropedia also makes a safe booster seat for baby. Look for Kelvaline Butts' Pantropedia in your supermarket, alongside Del Barton Publishing's other titles such as You and Your Denture, My Secret Neighbor, and Romance in Aisle 4.
Just a second, I'm doing something here. I didn't want to start a fire in the studio. Had to extinguish my cigar. Sorry about that. Yes, I smoke cigars during the show. I know, it's against the rules. What rules? I don't see any rules. Not posted. Nowhere in this room does it say no smoking. Nowhere. I've never seen a no smoking sign in the studio, so maybe it's not a rule. I don't know. That was Billy Meyer and Beater in the Bottle. You'll need a Bodenheim getting some equal time, because we had Gus Bodenheim, her brother, earlier in the program, and she's talking about one of our great sponsors, Kelvaline Butts' Pantropedia. Fats Waller and Ada Brown did That Ain't Right. Sophie Tucker, that's right, Sophie, my Sophie. She's mine. We heard my pet singing about me. Little Johnson did Sam the Hot Dog Man, and then it was Gus. Now look, this is the Old Codger Show, and as you know, those people who listen regularly know it. They count on it every week that they're going to hear the soundtrack from a major motion picture. That's right, an Academy Award-winning motion picture every time. So we have another one right now, a soundtrack from a major motion picture starring the great Jewish actress Betty Boop. Now it's called morning, noon, and night. Now, if you've seen a lot of the major motion pictures starring Betty Boop, you know that one of her supporting actors in many of her major motion pictures is a guy known on screen as Professor Grampy. Now, Professor Grampy is not in this major motion picture. He was supposed to be, but his agent did not return the signed contract in time. So they proceeded with the production without him. Nevertheless, I want to talk about Professor Grampy just for a second. I want to blow the lid off of Professor Grampy's reputation because some people have the wrong impression of him. Now, the guy who portrayed Professor Grampy in these Betty Boop major motion pictures was a great actor, but the way he comes across on the screen is not how he was in real life. Now, I knew him personally. His real name was Silas Mumford. Now, on screen, as Professor Grampy, Silas came across as vibrant, as inventive, filled with joie de vivre. He always, at the end, he saved the day. But off camera, Mumford was dull-witted and sullen. He had very little get up and go. He was one of those fellas for whom one day was as good as another. He never had much to say that was remotely interesting. He'd walk around, he's always in kind of a fog. Now, he somehow managed to come alive when the director shouted, "Lights, camera, action!" And as soon as the director yelled, "Cut!" Silas would shuffle off the set, and he'd slump into a chair, and he'd light a cigarette. And he just moped. That's all he did. He sat there and he'd mope. He'd inhale the cigarette, and he'd slowly blow smoke out the side of his mouth. He'd stare straight ahead, and his head would slump to his chin with a gesture of utter resignation. He never made conversation with his co-stars. After the production wrapped, he quietly took his check, and he went home. He died in 1954. Silas Mumford, his tombstone reads, it says on his tombstone, it's got his birth year and his death year, and it says, "He done what he could." Now, my tombstone, old codger, it's going to be a long time, I'm sure, before I have a tombstone. But my tombstone, I already know what it's going to say. It's going to say, "He loved younger women, age 45 or 50, but he never messed with no 40-year-old jailbait." Well, anyway, let's listen to the soundtrack of this major motion picture starring Betty Boop. Again, it's called Morning, Noon, and Night.
I don't feel so hot today.
Thank you. Thank you. on a busy corner where other kiddies play. There's a little hero selling papers each day. He greets the world with a grin. Each human heart welcomes him. They call him Rags. He's just a bundle of rags, but everybody loves him so. Poor little Rags, with his wonderful smile, he hollers, paper, paper. We all love his childish caper. Hattered and torn in sunshine and storm, he's on the job every day. Each night alone, he hurries home and brings his mother his pay. She kisses Rags. He's just a bundle of rags, but he's somebody's bundle of joy. In his little nightie, he climbs up the stairs to his little bedroom where he whispers his prayers. He hears his prayers from above. He sends his message of love. Then he falls asleep till break of day. Often in his slumber, mother hears him say, "Paper, paper, we all love his childish paper." Tattered and torn in sunshine and storm, he's on the job every day. Each night alone, he hurries home and brings his mother his pay. She kisses Rags. He's just a bundle of rags, but he's somebody's bundle.
Sleek, luxurious, indifferent to every known law of physics because it knows better. Discover the Del Barton Time Machine. This sumptuous chronoelastic revisitation mechanism offers the kind of smooth intergenerational transport known up to now only to a select few who still have yet to exist. Paradox found. No confusing temporal warps, no rotating black holes, no pesky buffering, no turbulence. J.D. Power and Associates said, "We haven't nets, but all transport modules provide extra legroom. Child-free sections are available. Del Barton provides premium pods offering snacks, cocktails, and foot rubs administered by attractive, decommissioned airline stewardesses from the 1950s. Guaranteed safe arrival in the dimension of your choice. Kill Hitler. Save Buddy Holly. Ridicule Eloy. Why not? You have all the time you need and then some. And when you choose to return to the present, you'll arrive in the same condition you left. And with each ride back in time, you're awarded extra bonus years. If changes are made to your time travel itinerary, surcharges may apply. Cell phone use and picture taking strictly prohibited." The Del Barton Time Machine is a proud sponsor of the Old Codger radio program.
Well, get ready. Woo! miser old once hid his gold.
Where?
Beneath a ruined tree.
Go on.
My girl and I, we set out to try to find that LSD. The lightning flashed, the thunder roared, the wind it blew, and the rain it poured. As we search for the miser's hoard under the blasted oak, my girl said, I feel damp, I've got the creeps and I've got the cramp, standing here without me gump under the blasted oak. That miser was wiser than ever I could be. He blessed his wealth, then he blessed himself, but he put a curse on me. I dug around the fungus plants, bitten by a million ants. A swarm of bees settled down me pants under the blasted oak. I said we'll share equal shares. She caught my hand and I caught hers. A mad bull caught me unawares under the blasted oak. My pants were torn fore and aft. I got wild when my girl laughed and said, I'll bet you feel a draft under the blasted oak. That miser was wiser than ever I could be. He blessed his wealth and he blessed himself, but he put a curse on me. While searching for that LSD, a flock of pigeons in the tree soon showed me what they thought of me under the blasted oak. Suddenly, the silence fell. A ghost appeared. I gave a yell. I cried that miser's here as well under the blasted oak. Then that ghost, all dressed in white, said as he hugged my girl tight, it's turned out nice again tonight under the blasted oak. That miser was wiser than ever I could be. He blessed his wealth and he blessed himself and he put a curse on me. To prove that ghost was just a cheat, I gently lifted up his sheet, then kicked him in his dark retreat under the blasted oak.
That was George Formby, and he finished up the program, musically speaking, with Under the Blasted Oak. Henry Burr was in there, a great vocalist. He sang the song, a very sad song about Rags. Rags was a tragic character, but he took his lute home to his mom every week. The J.H. Squire Celeste Octet did that adaptation of a Mumford musical, and we heard Betty Boop without Professor Grampy, and Morning, Noon, and Night, the soundtrack. Lola Bell's telling me that some people are referring to it as a cartoon. We don't use that word around here. It's a major motion picture. You do understand the distinction, don't you? Good. That's settled. Anyway, this is Courtney, the old codger. If you want to call me at home, you know my phone number. I give it out all the time on the radio. Same number I've had since 1892. I'm not even going to repeat it because you know it. I'm sure you've written it down with your pencil and you'll remember it. I'll be back next week playing 70 RPM records right here on WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.